The quest to defend more than just a championship lives right here. New England Patriots coverage on CLNSradio.com. We want to hear from you, so call in right now. The phone lines are open, 929-477-2386. Good evening, Patriots fans, and welcome to the Week 5 edition of the New England Patriots postgame show here on the CLNS Radio. Phone lines are open. The FanDuel phone lines, 929-477-2386. I am your host, Jeff Kane, at Boston Fat Guy on Twitter. Bill Bodell will be joining me shortly as we talk about the Patriots' domination of the Dallas Cowboys down at Jerry's World as they are victorious 32-6. Excellent game by both the offense and the defense. I want to know, who do you think was better? At CLNS Radio, tell us. Hashtag offense or hashtag defense. Let's hear it. I want to know. 929-477-2386. Tom Brady and this offense started out a little slow. Greg Hardy was all over the place. But I'm telling you right now, this team has a multiple of ways to beat you, and they turn around and they beat you, and they beat you well. And they did it again. Not only was the offense great, the defense was phenomenal as well, as they continue to get better on the defensive side of the ball. 6 points. Now, I understand we're playing the Dallas Cowboys junior varsity team here. I know Brandon Whedon is not exactly a household name at quarterback. I understand there's no Dez Bryant, but still, to hold an NFL football team, and Whedon was a first-round draft pick, to hold an NFL football team to 6 points is pretty impressive, as the New England Patriots improved to 4-0 on the season. A very, very nice victory, if I do say so myself. So the Patriots victorious tonight. We'll be taking your phone calls for the next hour. Again, the FanDuel phone line, 929-477-2386. It has just been a nice season after what has been just a horrible, horrible beginning to the offseason for the Patriots, with all the Flategate talk and would Tom Brady be, would he be suspended? Would he not be suspended? We turn around now and we look at Tom Brady and the New England Patriots as they just continue to win, and vengeance is a dish served cold, and the Patriots absolutely dominated the Dallas Cowboys, gave them every little bit of help that they could have, and it was just an absolute domination for the Patriots. Absolutely. 55 total plays run by the Patriots for 356 yards. Unreal. Holding the Dallas Cowboys to 264 total yards. 4 of 14 the Cowboys were for the on third down. That's excellent. Patriots, 60% going for on third down this year. They were 3 of 10 today. Little tough there. They had some issues, especially in the first half, as the Dallas Cowboys went sack happy for 6 in the first half. But Patriots got on the board first after on their second drive of the game with a 49-yard field goal from Steven Gostkowski. His name is Steven Gostkowski. It is not Steve Gostkowski, Phil Simms. Without further ado, though, I'm going to bring on Bill Bodell and ask him how he thought this game went. Bill, how you doing today?
I'm good, Jeff. Good team win tonight. Offensive line struggled, but defense played well, so it's good. Always good to get another win coming off a bye week.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I felt the offensive line struggled to begin the game, but in the second half, I thought they played a lot better. And they opened some lines for the running backs to get through, which was a phenomenal thing. Brady ends up 20 of 27 for 247 yards. Offense, 23 carries, 109 yards, and a touchdown running the ball. That right there is some pretty good stuff. Of course, I was just talking about it before you came on, the fact that they gave up a lot of sacks, especially in that first half, as Tom Brady was sacked 6 times to begin the half.
Yeah, they didn't really have an answer for Greg Hardy coming off the edge. Soler got beat a few times, put Cannon in there. They just couldn't stop him off the edge. And then, it's, you know, like you said, second half they came out. A lot of more just quick passes, some screen passes. And, you know, I was able just to stop them from, you know, getting in there as much. And there's also doing some chop blocks low on Hardy and Lawrence, the other outside. And so, you know, that's some, you know, it's good to see right now early in the season. You know, that's something that they do need to improve on coming up against Denver, another really good defense next coming week. So it's good to, you know, get something, learn it now than rather on in the season.
I agree with you 100% there, Bill. As we talk here on the CLNS Radio Patriots post-game show, tune in after every Patriots game at www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriots postgame. 929-477-2386 is the FanDuel call-in number. Just a phenomenal game here for the Patriots. Bill, how excited were you to see the defense only allow 6 points?
Yeah, I was very excited. You know, it wasn't the offense that we thought we'd see, you know, at the beginning of the year with, you know, Romo and Bryant instead with Whedon and Williams. So, you know, defense still played great. Malcolm Butler had good coverage on Williams all game. Jabal Sheard and Jamie Collins just played fantastic tonight. Sheard had 2 sacks. Collins was just all over the place. And, you know, this defense is coming one of the best in the league, I feel.
Yeah, I mean, it's been it's a little different than it used to be. And one of the things that I talked about on the Patriots Beat show, as well as one of my articles on ESPN New Hampshire, was the fact that the Patriots needed to dial up some pressure, and they definitely got after their quarterback, especially in the first half. We saw Donta Hightower. We saw Jamie Collins through that A-gap doing some great stuff. As you said, Sheard was excellent today. Just an all-around good defensive front. I love what they've done with this defensive front. Much better against the run today as well. Sure, they got 100 yards on the ground on 24 carries, but still, just felt like it was a better all-around performance against the run for the Patriots.
Yeah, I agree. You know, you didn't see Joseph Randle break any really big runs. I think the longest he had was 10 or 11 yards. You know, they had to run the ball a lot, and you would something we expected to see with Randle being the big force of their offense right now with, like I said, Romo and Brian out. You know, he's been playing well the past few weeks. You know, they did well against them, as well as, what's his name?
McFadden.
Yep. He, you know, saw him some limited action. You know, they just stopped the run really well tonight. Didn't give up any big plays. Didn't give up, you know, just contained them well on the inside, which is something that really was killing them for, you know, the beginning part of the season.
Yeah, 15 for Randle, 15 carries for 60 yards along of 14. So you do your math real quick right there. And, you know, I've never been a Rhodes Scholar, but that's 14 carries for 46 yards before that long 15-yarder. Patriots, on the other hand, did extremely well running the ball. LeGarrette Blount, leading rusher with 13 carries for 74 yards, total of long of 34 yards for a 5.7 yards per carry. Deion Lewis only touching the ball on the ground 6 times for 34 yards, but 8 receptions, 59 yards, and a touchdown. That was one hell of a sick move by Deion Lewis.
Oh, that was fantastic. I love Deion Lewis. He's just been playing great in this offense, been better than Shane Vereen. It's been a huge role.
Much better.
Played fantastic so far this year. That was insane, the move that he did to get into the end zone.
And nothing against Shane Vereen, because Shane Vereen obviously a Super Bowl hero last year, obviously did very well in the New England Patriots offense. But something about Deion Lewis reminds me of Danny Woodhead. You know, that sneaky ability to get an extra line here or there and just get open and, you know, catches the ball well, you know, had the fumbles at the beginning of the season, but really now is just really coming into his own. And, you know, he just gets those extra 2 or 3 yards when he has to get it. And I love the way that this kid is running the ball. And the Patriots showed that they want to keep him around with a 2-year extension at relatively low money. So I'm loving this.
Yeah, I agree with you. I see Danny Woodhead, and mixed with like Danny Woodhead and Darren Sproles when I see Lewis play. Just quick, shifty, does everything to get those extra yards, and you know he just finds ways to get open. When he, you know, he's not a big guy; he's 5'7", 5'8", but he just, you know, he just shrugs off tacklers like it's nothing. Just gets the extra yards like we saw Blount do it. Saw every Patriots back we see do it. And he just picked up he's continued to do it. He's picked up the offense well these past few weeks, and just, you know, he got rewarded with a 2-year contract extension this week. So we'll hopefully see that a lot more, a lot longer.
Exactly. Big difference between the first half and the second half of New England Patriots. As we said, six sacks of Tom Brady in the first half, not a single one in the second half. They changed their offense a little bit. Josh McDaniels has been doing a good job for the last year or two, really turning things around for the New England Patriots and going to that quick passing when need be. And they were able to neutralize Greg Hardy in the second half. Nate Solder went out of the game, and Marcus Cannon came in and played very well, I thought, at the left tackle position. You know, a lot of people give a lot of flack about the fact that Marcus Cannon was given a two-year contract extension last year. I had a down year last year, but he is a very good swing tackle.
Yeah, I agree. He's very good. I was one of those people. I wasn't huge on the deal that they gave him. Thought they gave him too much money for, you know, a guy who had played limited action. But you know, if he comes in, plays well in that action, I guess nothing really to complain about. Did well today for the most part against Greg Hardy, someone just coming back from his suspension. One of, you know, when he has played, has been one of the better defensive ends in the league. Very quick, very can get out to the quarterback very well. So I think he managed well in the second half, especially against Hardy.
No, Hardy, I'm telling you right now, despicable human being, but a hell of a football player. I mean, I don't know how this guy is in the league still, but
yeah,
you know what?
Either.
He can play. He can rush the passer. So I guess if you're really good at rushing the passer and making a lot of millions of dollars, you could play in the NFL. You and I, we do what he does, and we're behind bars saying hello to Bubba.
Yeah, nice to you know, let him play the game today. I really don't know how he's still in the league at all. He's just, so, like you said, despicable human being, just terrible, terrible things. And, you know, this is what the league's fine with. You know, going back to the Deflategate, you know, that's the big problem, but not Greg Hardy and all his issues. But that's something else. But, yeah, he plays fantastic football. I hate to see it because he's probably one of the worst people around that you'll ever meet, ever see. But on the field, he's great. Off the field, I hate him. Still hate him when he's on the field. But
in this game, Dont'a Hightower was having a phenomenal game until he gets hurt with a rib injury. Bill, have you seen anything out there on the extent of this injury? Probably the Patriots are being pretty quiet right now.
Yeah, of course. You know, the Patriot way, not letting anybody find out anything. You know, I figured maybe by the looks of it, thought he, you know, maybe just got helmet to the head. Helmet to the chest at first, maybe just got the wind knocked out of him, then found out it was a rib injury, so hopefully it's nothing too serious, maybe a broken rib, miss a game or two at most if needed. I hope not. You know, Hightower's been one of the best linebackers in the league the past 2 years, and he's continued to do well so far early on this year and this game before leaving with the injury, so hopefully the extent won't be too serious or too long of a missed time, if any.
I couldn't agree with you more there at all. You know, I'm telling you right now, the Patriots look like a team on a mission right now. Again, started a little slow, but the defense stayed in there, kept them going. You know, special teams, awesome 57-yard field goal for Steven Gostkowski, tying an NFL, not an NFL, but a Patriots record held by Adam Vinatieri for longest field goal in Patriots history, longest of his career. This kid just continues to be absolute nails kicking the ball. And, you know, they get out to a quick 3-0 lead on the 49-yard field goal. Dallas tied it up, a 51-yard field goal. Tough, tough sledding because the Patriots look to be getting off the field right there, but they got a defensive holding call or illegal hands to the face that can let the drive continue. Sometimes I looked at it and it didn't seem like something that should have been called, but you know what? Sometimes they're called, right, Bill?
Yeah, you know, I've seen it called, but that's the way it is. Now it's the league, so every little bit of contact is going to be called. So that's how it's going to be. I guess something to learn from for, you know, not bumping tight ends or receivers coming off the line. So it could cost them more down. More further on in the season, a different game, different circumstance than tonight.
Yeah. Another thing for the Patriots that, you know, it seems like every time there's a big pass play to Danny Amendola, there's a pick play. I can think of one, it's just a pick play. It happened last year a lot with Brandon LaFell. Happening this year now, and don't get it. I mean, the one offensive pass interference that they called on Julian Edelman.
Yeah, that
he
was
just
terrible.
That was terrible. I understood the first one.
Yeah, the one on Martin.
The one on Martin.
Yeah, I could see the pick in there. Edelman, the guys ran into each other. That's just it looked like he even made an effort to try to get it out of the way, but that's just terrible call, I thought. It was just absolute – it was terrible. Edelman ended up making up for it with a big touchdown, but you know, just the call itself by the – that was awful.
Yeah, exactly. I thought that was a horrible thing. And then the there was a defensive pass interference, a defensive holding or illegal touching that kept the Dallas Cowboys drive going. They called it against, and I wish I could tell you who they called it against.
I think it was Terrell Brown. I'm trying to think of the
might have been no. It was on Justin Coleman.
Coleman, that's right.
And he didn't even touch the guy.
Yeah,
Touch the guy. Football play, you know, keep the flags in your pockets.
Yeah, I agree. It's insane the amount of times Russ has been throwing flags for all this, you know, pass interference, picks, all everything. Just insane now. Just let him play. It's not the same game it used to be. It's insane with how everything's a penalty nowadays. It's terrible.
Yeah, exactly. All right. FanDuel phone lines are open, 929-477-2386. We got our first caller. It is our friend Rod from at Goal Line Gazette, or at Pat's Gazette, GoalLineGazette.com. Check him out. All the great writing. I know Bill Bodell writes for him. I know he writes for CLNS as well. So we'll bring on Rod. Rod, what's going on, brother?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, Jeff. What's up, Bill?
What's going on, Rod?
What
another
a game.
Beautiful game. Bill and I were talking here, Rod.
The second half was beautiful. The first half, not so much. I wasn't crazy about them getting Greg Hardy back until McDaniels figured out how to compensate for him. You know, like the text I sent you, I says, so you think McDaniels is going to make some adjustments at the half? And obviously he did, and that's Patriots football. If they don't do it at the half, they do it on the fly during the first part of the game.
Oh, exactly. I think I said to you, he better, otherwise Brady's going to get killed, you know, on the touchdown pass, even on that touchdown pass to Julian Edelman, which was an absolute thing of beauty. Great pass, great run by Edelman. Brady took a hell of a shot by Greg Hardy right to the back. He's going to feel that one in the morning. Not many 38-year-olds get up in the morning feeling good, and that one's really going to hurt.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he's going to feel that. Yeah, he should be headed for the ice tub. The old Steve Smith ice up, son.
Rod, what were your impressions of the game? Because I'm looking here and I'm looking at the Patriots winning 32-6. I thought the offense looked, as you just said, very good in the second half. 13 points in the first half, had some protection problems, but the defense still stood up all game long. What was the biggest surprise? The Patriots offensive line having such a hard time against Greg Hardy in this defense, or the Patriots defense really stepping up and only allowing 6 points all game long?
Yeah, definitely the Patriots defense only allowing 6 points. But, I mean, you could look at it both ways because they really – I mean, there's film out there for Greg Hardy. You know who he is. But they didn't know how he was going to work with the Dallas defensive system. So, you know, obviously they moved who was it? They moved Wendell out of the – was it Wendell? Who did –
Cannon.
What's that?
Cannon to left tackle for Solder, and then also put in Matt Williams at times, 85 tight end lineman swing. So that was definitely helping in the second half. I noticed.
Right. That was you know one of the adjustments that they had to make. The first half the offense surprised me. The second half. The defense, well, both the whole game, the defense surprised me.
Yeah, the defense played very well tonight. I think they're growing into one of the best in the league, especially that front seven with just so much talent, so much depth there. With Jones, Hightower, Ninkovic, Collins, Sheard. There's just so much talent, so many guys that get after the quarterbacks and stop the run. It's this defense is gonna, you know, lead this team, I think, throughout the, well, not lead the team, but, you know, it's different from last year's team with the you know, strong secondary of Revis and Browner. With now they have the, you know, not as strong secondary, still struggling with a number two cornerback spot, but like, you know, getting after the quarterback, not giving him time. So I think that's going to be great going on for more along in the season.
Yeah, and Butler, as usual, is all over the field. You know, there's a play that happens on defense. Number 21 isn't very far away.
Oh yeah, he's played fantastic so far this year. You know, another great game tonight. I think the one reception that Terrence Williams had, you know, was Butler was covering him. He slipped and fell a little bit, and still almost stopped him from catching the ball. So, you know, Butler's just playing with so much just intensity and attitude out there. He's getting after everybody and everything. He's, you know, he's definitely stepping up into that number one cornerback spot, and he's played fantastic so far this year.
Yeah, and Jeff and I were commenting during the game, and Lewis, man, that's like trying to catch a greased pig.
Yeah, you can't get him. He's small, fast, quick. You just cannot catch him at all. He's, you know, that touchdown was insane. I had no clue how the hell he did that. You know, just overall in general, because, you know, they went to him on a third and one. You'd think, you know, go to the big bruiser, 6'2", 250, LeGarrette Blount. No, go to Deion Lewis. He makes three guys miss and ends up picking up the first down. Then some goes, you know, catches, well, I think it was eight receptions, Jeff said, out of the backfield tonight. You know, he does it all. He's got the great chemistry with Brady now, and, you know, he's been rewarded with this great play so far with the contract extension this week.
You guys know how much I love. You guys know how much I love the running backs, and I just look at it here, and you have the ultimate thunder and lightning here with Blount and Lewis. It's just you can beat them down with Blount, or you can run around them with Deion Lewis. I'm loving it.
Yeah, Blount. I mean, he had a couple of good runs in the second half, but I think he did better in the first half than he did in the second. But I was trying to watch the game and cover it on Twitter for the followers at the same time, so there may have been things I didn't see. But
there are a man of many talents, Mr. Rod from at Pat's Gazette. Thanks for joining us here, Rod. We'll leave you on hold because we'll probably bring you back on. You never know. We like to talk to you, man. You're pretty good at what you do.
I try. Yeah, well, hey, if you get into the the preview for next week's game, you know, we have to talk about that 40 personnel.
I know. We love that 40 personnel, don't we? We need to bring it out. Rod, we'll catch you later. That is, of course, Rod from at Pat's Gazette. Check out his website, www.goalinegazette.com. Lots of good, talented writers there writing about the Patriots. And all the good things that happened with this team. Super Bowl champion, New England Patriots. 929-477-2386 is the call-in number for the FanDuel hotline. We're going to take a quick break right now, and we'll get back to you guys after this break.
Cruise back to the 80s on the first ever 80s cruise. That's right. 7 days of the most radical party to ever hit the high seas, with a totally awesome lineup of artists that define the sound of the decade. Join Huey Lewis in the News, Richard Marx, Starship, Kool & the Gang, A Flock of Seagulls, Modern English, Naked Eyes, Tiffany, Wang Chung, and Jessie's Girl, the ultimate 80s party band, and the original MTV VJs, Nina Blackwood, Mark Goodman, and Alan Hunter. As we cruise to exotic ports of call like Grand Turk, San Juan, St. Thomas, and the private island of Half Moon Key, we're going all out by building an 80s video game arcade with Donkey Kong, Mario Brothers, and of course Pac-Man, showing movies like Ferris Bueller and Pretty in Pink, and there'll even be a VJ contest. Don't forget to pack your best 80s looks, because we're having a prom night, a movie costume party, pajama party, and neon beach party. You can't miss this. Sailing from February 28th through March 6th, 2016, for the most gnarly vacation ever. For more information, log on to the80scruise.com or call 844-384-8080.
And welcome back to the Patriots postgame show here on the CLNS Radio Network, sponsored today by FanDuel and FanDuel.com. Go out and try FanDuel. I play FanDuel every single week, as FanDuel is the leader in one-week fantasy football. The money is real. They're expecting to pay out $2 billion this year. Can you believe that? Billion. I didn't say a million. $2 billion. Building a team is easy. Just pick your players, stay under the salary cap, and sit back on Sunday and watch your team win. Entry fees start at just $1. Anyone can play. Pay to be a fan. This week, I am in the money. I'm running in the money right now, Billy. I am trying to get there right now because I'm telling you, it is exciting to do these one-week fantasy football things. Just tell me right now, go to FanDuel.com and click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use my code word, Patriots, and sign up now. Special offer for new users. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it with up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. Offer is only good for the first 50 people that use my code Patriots today. Don't forget to use my code Patriots, FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season. That's FanDuel.com, FanDuel.com. Sign up today and don't forget to use the promo code Patriots as you will get your bonus there. I'm doing pretty well right now in the FanDuel League there, Billy. I'm in the money, finally in the money.
In the money.
I'm in the money,
man. Gotta be in the money. I haven't even checked mine since midway through the game, so I'm hoping I'm in the money with you. I had Brady, Gronk, and Deion Lewis going, so.
I had Brady, Gronk, and Deion Lewis as well. Gronk, 10.7 points in the FanDuel Standard League right now. Not great, but, Deion Lewis, 23.3 points. Brady, 25.3. And Freeman, you had to take Freeman, man, 35.7.
Of course.
I'm scoring 169 points right now, and I still have the Giants defense to go tonight at 8:30. So I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the money's going to even go up right now. You know what? It's not much. I'm only winning $25, but you know what? That could be 100 by the end of the night. I'm not going to hit the $100,000, but still feeling good about myself.
Hey, 100 bucks is 100 bucks. Can't complain about that at all.
It's beer money, kid. Beer money.
Absolutely.
Let's get back here to the New England Patriots postgame show here on the CLNS Radio Network. Billy Wyatt has already posted his article. Go to www.clnsradio.com. Check out the final Patriots 30-6. They absolutely dominated, and Billy Wyatt talks about it. If you've ever read Billy Wyatt's stuff or heard him talk on the radio, he's usually a bit of a negative Nancy, but he seems to be pretty proud about this New England Patriots team. Which, again, won 30-6 today. Maybe we lost. I thought we lost Bill, but are you there, Bill?
Yep, I'm here.
I was wondering, you fell asleep on me. You must have got into that money I was talking about.
Was checking that fan before that beer money.
How you doing? You got a little beer money?
Got a little bit. $9 so right now, so we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Better than nothing.
Depends on where you're drinking. I mean, if you're drinking some PBRs, you know that you get like 6 or 7 there. You know.
Hey, there you go.
You know, you're a college kid. You drink PBRs, a Natty Light, or some crap.
sadly.
Just messing with you there, Billy. Oh man, I'm telling you right now, Tom Brady absolutely coming out again. 20 of 27, another 2 touchdowns plus 1 on the ground. Gives Mr. Brady 12 touchdowns on the season against 0 interceptions. Didn't go over the 300-yard marker today, though. Should we be concerned about TB12?
I don't think we need to be concerned. I mean, I know this time last year, Trent Dilfer was saying the Patriots just aren't good anymore, but I think he might be wrong. You know, Brady looked great out there again tonight. You know, he got rushed a lot, was put on his back a few times, but then, you know, managed in the second half, played well, came back, and, man, he was pumped and pissed. During that, when he ran that touchdown and spiked, I could hear him yelling from the TV.
Let's
go! Yep. So, yeah, no, I don't think we need to worry about number 12 at all. Still the best in the league doing it at age 38.
You can have your Aaron Rodgers. You can have your Andrew Luck. You can have whoever you want. I'm taking TB12 at 38 all day long, twice on Sunday. Another victory, 4-0. Another 2 touchdowns. Another one on the ground as the fleet and nimble Tom Brady scores a touchdown running it right up the gut. He is awesome. Unbelievable. Listen, Bill, we got another phone line coming here on the FanDuel phone line, 929-477-2386. It's from the 203. How are we doing tonight? What's going on?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Adam.
Oh, it's our buddy Adam, Patriots Pride 80 on Twitter. What's going on, my friend?
Not much, my friend. Just enjoying this this game, obviously.
Yeah, been a couple weeks since we talked to you with the bye week. I think this was a phenomenal game by the New England Patriots all the way around. I think offense, defense, and special teams played well, made the adjustments when they had to at halftime to protect Tom Brady, and the defense, of course, only allowing 6 points. Tell us what you think about the New England Patriots as they improved to 4-0 with a 30-6 victory.
Well, you know, as Bill Belichick would say, we're always improving and we're always going to move on and all that fun stuff and that Belichick does. But it looks great, you know, going into, you know, obviously coming off the bye week, which you like to have it a little bit later in the season, everything like that. But they look fantastic. I mean, I was a little worried in the first half because they typically have been pretty good throughout the season despite having a lot of changes in the offensive line, a lot of rookies switched in and out to keep them fresh. They've been able to protect Brady well, but, I mean, Greg Hardy was, for all his nastiness and horrible human being as he is, as you guys talked about, you know, he was getting to Brady all day long. It was reminiscent of the Super Bowl when, you know, the Giants were all over Brady, knocking him all over the place. And, you know, as Belichick does, he changes, and in the second half it was a completely different team. You know, they were able to get the ball out a lot quicker. They were able to get to Gronk, which opened up, you know, a lot of plays for them. Edelman was phenomenal. He's just unstoppable on one-on-one coverage and right across that middle. Deion Lewis is fantastic. He's becoming one of my favorite players on the Patriots squad, very reminiscent of Shane Vereen. I think just a little bit better of a runner. He's able to definitely get in there, kind of move around, a little more versatile, great catcher in the backfield. So it's good to see them, you know, seeing that once again, finding that diamond in the rough as the Patriots do better than anyone else. You know, and obviously getting into the end zone and figuring out that red zone in the first half, it looked a little rough. I'm not going to lie. I was kind of worried when the Patriots, it was just 3-3 after the first quarter. It looked pretty rough for just about the first quarter. It looked pretty rough for them. But, you know, Brady got in there, and it's crazy when Brady has a rushing touchdown and LeGarrette Blount can't get one. I mean, that third down where he couldn't get that 1 yard, I was like, you should have put Brady in there. And then that's sad when you're telling, you know, to put Brady in over LeGarrette Blount on a 1 yard rush. But Brady's he's out for vengeance this year. He is one of my friends tweeted out, and he's a Giants fan, and he said Brady's out for blood. He's like, I would not want to play them this year, and they have a potential to go 16-0, but I hope they don't. Only for the fact is I don't want anything to get jinxed, and I don't want it to end up like that 18-1 season. I can't live another 18-1 season. I don't know about you guys, but I can't do it.
I couldn't do it. I'd cry. I did cry.
Yeah, absolutely not.
I drank a fifth about every day for about 3 months, and I literally had to go to a self-help group with other participants. I mean, it was ridiculous. After that Super Bowl, I legitimately, like, I lost a ton of weight. I mean, it was thinner. You know, I was just ridiculous. And the people out there are merciless. I mean, they know you're a Pats fan because you're proud and all the things you talk about and everything else. But I took it from a lot of fans. And I'm in Connecticut, so that's a split state.
Oh, you're in the half state.
Yeah, I see, my whole family's Giants fans, and I'm the only Pats fan. And it gets a little rough around the holidays, I'll put it that way. A couple times I may have been kicked out of the house just because, or bounced out of the house because of my views on the Giants or the Jets. So it's good to see the Patriots in full form. And I'll tell you right now, the point spread for next week might as well be infinity. Whoever's got Tom Brady or anyone on their fantasy is probably going to win a ton of money. So if you get a chance to play a Patriots player, just get him in there, because there's no way Andrew Luck is doing anything against this Patriots, if he does play at all.
Well, as Bill Belichick would say, it's on to Indianapolis. On
yep.
to Indianapolis, guys. Man, it's going to be pretty wild, I'm telling you. Going to be absolutely wild next week. LeGarrette Blount could run for 300 yards. Deion Lewis could run and catch for another 200 yards. And, you know, people sit there and say they want a 50-burger. I want 70 gosh darn points against these guys. I effing hate the Colts.
Oh,
yeah, I
agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're horrible. I mean, there's two teams. The worst part of that is that I used to hate the Jets, but over the last 5 years, I hate the Ravens and the Colts more than any two teams. And I mean, after the whole Deflategate and the Ravens bitching and complaining and talking about all these illegal formations and all the snitching and crying and complaining, I've lost all respect for the Ravens that I ever had. I mean, they talked about Bill Belichick running these illegal plays, and then week two, they're out there doing the same thing.
Yeah, and they can't the Ravens, you know, you've lost all respect for them. They've lost all ability to win. They lost today to the Cleveland Browns. I think they take your man card when that happens.
I think you're right. It couldn't have happened to a better ball club, I'm saying.
And, of course, the Indianapolis Colts started 0-2 and are 3-2 now after three victories. They played the Sisters of the Poor. They'll bring it back, and we'll see what happens when they face off next week at Lucas Oil Stadium underneath the lights on Sunday Night Football. Join the Patriots postgame show afterwards. It'll be a very late night for the one Boston fat guy, as and whoever's co-hosting with me. Probably one of my little buddies who go to college and can sleep in and don't have to go to work in the morning.
Yeah, I'll probably be there. I definitely will not be going to sleep after the game, so I may be back here with you next week, Jeff.
I love hearing that, Bill. Adam, final thoughts on the game, and I look forward to next week.
Definitely look forward to next week, guys. It's going to be a fantastic game. I'm predicting the Patriots are going to score 55 in that game. And the Colts probably will score 15. I'm putting it out there. If you look at the Patriots, the last four or five times they played them, they put up 40 or more in every one of those. And you're talking to Andrew Luck, who potentially may not play, could be injured. You're talking to a revived defense, a great offense that's playing with a brand-new weapon that can rush and receive. That three-headed – it's more like a 10-headed monster at this point than New England has on offense. And I mean, really, every week they evolve and get better and better. I mean, there's no way to cover one guy or another guy. So it's going to be 55 points. I would almost be willing to bet a large sum of money they're going to score 50-55 in that game, unless they happen to pull Brady out as a mercy rule just because. But I don't see it. I think they're going to step on the Colts' throat. No, they're going for blood. They're against the Colts. They're stepping on their throat. Belichick's going to pull some stuff. He's going to go for the throat. He's going to go for the embarrassment. He wants everyone talking about this game for the next week after about how bad the Colts got embarrassed after this whole Deflategate. He may not say it out loud, but Belichick wants blood. And Brady wants it more than anyone else. And I hope the guy Brady has career numbers because I got him in my fantasy league. So that'd be great for him to have that.
So next week when you're playing FanDuel and using the code word Patriots, you got to go out there and start as many Patriots as FanDuel will let you start. I think you could start four from the team. So I'm going to pick Brady. I'm going to pick Deion Lewis. I'm going to probably pick LeGarrette Blount and probably Gronkowski. I don't know. I got to figure something out here, guy.
You got
a lot,
get those
options.
I think
a lot of points.
Four.
Are you allowed to go more than four? I'm going to pick the entire Patriots offense then.
Well, I mean, you could probably go with Martin because, I mean, who the hell is this guy? I mean, but he stepped up, you know, decently in the last couple of games. It's like, you know, what do we – you never know with the Patriots. Knowing our luck, he'll get six touchdowns the way the Patriots are.
Adam, thanks a lot for joining us, as always, on the Patriots postgame show. We always look forward to hearing from you. You can follow Adam on Twitter at PatriotPride80. Give him a follow. It's a great follow, and he's always here on the Patriots postgame show. One of our new fans this year, and we appreciate you coming on, Adam.
Appreciate it, guys. Take care.
Yeah, you too. Again, that was our good friend Adam at PatriotPride80. I'm going to assume, and I never asked him this, but I'm assuming the 80 is either the year he was born or for Troy Brown. You know, you never know.
Yeah, I would do one of those two. Safe bet.
Yeah, it's a safe bet. I'm going to go with Troy Brown because I love Troy Brown. Troy Brown, you know, in fact, I am wearing a hat right now that is signed by Tom Brady, Troy Brown, Julian Edelman, and then it gets a little dicey after that. I got Brian Hoyer and Brandon Lloyd also on this hat. So if I could some way, like, you know, get rid of those signatures, I'd be feeling pretty good about myself.
Yeah, I got a, I got one of the Rydell helmets. I got so many. I got Gronk. I have so many people with them. I have, you know, so many great players you've had over the years. Then I had like a bunch of scrubs who got cut. You know, first week of training camp cuts, just marking it up, taking up space.
Gotta love it there. Got to love it. Oh, Patriots 30-6 over the Dallas Cowboys. Next week they take on the Indianapolis Colts. It's going to be a heck of a game. Make sure you check out Patriots Beat podcast with myself and Bobby Kavitsky this week, as we'll talk to you about the Indianapolis Colts and tell you what we think is going to happen. And next week you can join us, of course, after the Patriots game at your home for every New England Patriots post-game show for the CLNS Radio Network by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriots postgame and always check out the good stuff on CLNSradio.com. Just an unbelievable game again today, Bill. We talked about it. It was a tale of two halves, really, if you really think about it, because the Patriots defense played entirely awesome, in my opinion, the entire game. The Patriots offense, 13 points, as we said, in the first half. Offensive line looked a little discombobulated against a very good pass rush of the Dallas Cowboys. But I want to know this right now. We've heard year in and year out, last 2 years, about how great this Dallas offensive line is. And to absolutely, I think, do a phenomenal job of getting after Brandon Whedon, as well as, you know, holding a running game to 25 carries for 100 yards. I thought it was pretty impressive what the Patriots did with that front seven.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised how well they did. You know, I know we have a great front seven, and, you know, with the Cowboys offensive line, I think they had three or four Pro Bowlers on that line alone last year. You know, they have a lot of talent with Tyron Smith, Zach Martin, a few other guys. You know, they're getting in there every play, for just about, when they're bringing the rush. And, you know, even when running, what was it? You said 24 for 100 yards, less than 4 yards a carry. So yeah, they just played fantastic against this team. And I think they're one of the best front sevens, at least, in the league. Maybe the whole, even defense as a whole. You know, there's just so much young depth and talent there at, you know, the front seven with, you know, Jones, Hightower, Collins, Sheard, Ninkovich, Brown, Mayo. There's so many players you can get in there after the quarterback and stuff to run. Something we haven't really seen in the past few years.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I want to talk a little bit here, not to go on the negative side of stuff here, but with Dont'a Hightower getting hurt there, I expected to see a little more out of Jerod Mayo. Ended up with one total tackle, one assisted tackle. That's it. On the stat sheet for Mayo. Maybe he's still coming back and slowed by that patella injury, but, you know, I was expecting a little more out of him today.
Yeah, I agree. You know, with Hightower going down, you expected him to come back, you know, step up and fill that role that he used to. It was kind of quiet. You saw a lot of Jonathan Freeney out there. So, you know, just wait, see what happens going forward. Hopefully Hightower doesn't have to miss any time or not much time at all. You know, they traded for Bostic last week there from Chicago, so could see him in the upcoming weeks if Hightower is out. But yeah, I agree. You know, Mayo just didn't do as well as I was expected to see him after Hightower's leave due to injury. So we'll see how it goes moving forward.
Yeah, and a quiet day for Chandler Jones. You know, only one assisted tackle and the dropped interception. I mean, you know, come on, Chandler, I hit you in the chest, brother.
Hey, that's the reason why he plays defensive end, not linebacker.
But quiet game for him. They continue, in my opinion, they continue to manage Chandler Jones. You know, we're seeing more of Sheard, we're seeing more of Ninkovich, and, you know, they're getting Jones on the field in pass rushing situations. He's had, you know, a pretty decent season so far. You know, nothing jumps out of things, but he's been after the quarterback. He's created pressures, but I think, you know, Chandler Jones, they're giving him the less is more treatment by less time out there. They're hoping to get more on the field. They've seen a little bit of it so far. Of course, didn't really register on the stat sheet today, but, you know, I like what they're doing here in managing a young player who has really the last 3 or 4 years, you know, on this team. At the end of the season, he starts to sit down. Just think when they start to use him more often, you know, in week 11 through 16, 17, you know, he could really be have a fresh set of legs and really be a difference maker.
Yeah, having him fresh for the, you know, the end of the year and the postseasons will be key to that team. You know, having him, he's, I believe 2 years ago when he played, he had 12 sacks. Last year was limited due to injury, but was off to a great start. That's always been the thing, you know, even with him and Ninkovic, both guys playing in the upper echelon, you know, being so high up playing, and a percentage of snaps both being in the top five, top three. So definitely getting those guys just, you know, just some reps, you know, some time off the field, get other guys in there, just giving them a break is definitely good. Saves in the legs, saves, you know, so that'll be big. And like I said, Chandler, no sacks today, only one assisted tackle, but I remember seeing him getting in there, causing, you know, making Whedon move out of the pocket, just applying pressure. So it also frees guys up, like Sheard, who did get two sacks tonight, Collins, who had a sack. So, you know, numbers always don't tell the full story for everything, but I think, you know, just like you said, so.
Well, as Bill Belichick would say, we are on to Indianapolis next week. Do you want to be at the Indianapolis game? Well, download the Seat and check it out. My listeners can use the promo code Patriots in SeatGeek and get a $20 rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase. It will take less than a minute to download the app today. Of course, it's available on both iOS and Android. SeatGeek does all the things for you that other ticket sites don't. SeatGeek pulls ticket information from hundreds of online ticket sellers to create one-stop shop for tickets. When you shop on SeatGeek, you're seeing virtually every ticket option for that game all on one page. No need to go anywhere else. Also, they have this great feature called Deal Score. It ranks every ticket on the market with a 1 to 100 value and plus the best deals on color-coded interactive maps so you can easily identify the best ticket values in the building at a glance. Finally, SeatGeek's mobile app makes the ticket buying process seamless and easy. No more typing in letters you can't read in a box like other sites make you do. On SeatGeek, you can store your credit card information on the app. Once you find a ticket you want to buy, you can complete the purchase with just two clicks. There's no faster way to buy tickets. To redeem the promo code and save $20 on tickets, download the free SeatGeek app today. Enter the promo code Patriots in the app. SeatGeek will then send you $20 once you've made your first SeatGeek purchase. Every ticket purchase at SeatGeek is backed by a 100% guarantee. Download the free SeatGeek app and enter the promo code Patriots today and get $20 off. Great thing there by one of our other sponsors, SeatGeek. You know how hard it is to get Patriots tickets. And you know what? Why not go to SeatGeek and help the New England Patriots, cheer them on, and, of course, help SeatGeek and CLNS Radio as well. Bill, I am so excited for next Sunday night. Patriots, again, improved to 4-0. They'll be going up against the 3-2 Colts. Colts coming off a Thursday night game, so like a little mini bye for them. But this is going to be extremely exciting, if you ask me. It's so exciting. Bill fell asleep on me. All right. Well, Bill's gone. That's all right. No big deal. Patriots 30-6 victory today. Love
it. I'm back.
You're back. What you do? Go to sleep
Mike
on me
came,
again?
Mike came loose. Mike came out.
Mike came loose.
Yeah. We're gonna
have to go with a mic. Our next promo. If anyone out there has audio video equipment, listen, contact info@clnsradio.com. We'll talk to you, you know, doing a little advertising on all the Patriots on-air content on CLNS Radio. Maybe we'll even throw in the Celtics and Bruins coverage as well as Patriots beat, Red Sox beat, Celtics beat, and the soon-coming Bruins beat. Bill needs a new microphone. It keeps falling out on him. This is just
crazy. Hey, I got to get it in good now. It's all good. I fixed it, so we'll see. But, yeah, like you said, next week, it's going to be insane. You know, they're just going to go out. They're going to give the Colts a beating and embarrassment of a lifetime. You know, it's what they started. You know, they started this, what Brady's done, and it's just terrible. It's going to be so bad what they do. I saw something funny and interesting earlier on Twitter. I don't know where it was from, but when the Colts traded for Trent Richardson, you know, traded the first-round pick, probably one of the worst moves of all time, guess who the person they cut was to make room for Trent Richardson? Deion Lewis. I just think that's hilarious. You know, where they're at right now, you know, Trent Richardson out of the league. Deion Lewis has been, you know, one of the best players in the league so far this season. So, you know, that's why Patriots are so much better than the Colts on every level.
Although, you know what, in all reality, you know, I would have made that trade again. Coming out of college, Trent Richardson, you know, was awesome. Had a very good first season with the Cleveland Browns. Thinking, all right, you know, we're a running back away from, you know, dominating in this league. why not trade for a guy that ran for 1,000 yards his rookie year? And he just never got it, you know. And then he goes to the Raiders, can't even make that team. I feel bad for Trent Richardson, but the fact that we got Deion Lewis, oh, I just love it. I just love myself a little Deion Lewis.
Oh, yeah, he's, you know? I love him. He's so happy we got him. Some, I don't know what we'd be right now without Deion Lewis. Don't know who would be catching passes, and I don't want to know. But, yeah, he's been playing
great. My main man, James White.
James White, hey, he's losing his job. So won't be your main man for too much longer.
Well, you know, and he was active today. Very surprised. Aaron Dobson, not active today. This is a guy that I've been very high on. If you've ever listened to any of the Patriots Beat shows with myself and Bobby Kravitzky, you'll hear me talk about Aaron Dobson. You know, this is a guy who caught 37 passes his rookie year against the Bills, 7 receptions, 87 yards. I'm thinking, all right, this is great. Last week has one catch. Keyshawn Martin comes out and catches a touchdown. This week, he's a healthy scratch. Beginning to wonder if this is another second-round bust by the New England Patriots at wide receiver. Of course, they've had Chad Jackson from the University of Florida in the past, and they had Bethel Johnson. You know, I believe he was Mississippi State. Bethel at least could return kicks, but I'm a little hurt now that Aaron Dobson didn't get a chance to play today.
Yeah, I remember during when we were doing the preseason games, you were talking – you talk a lot about Dobbs and expect another big year from him this year, and just doesn't seem like that's going to happen. It seems like he got outed already by Keyshawn Martin, who just traded for. So it seems like he's been taking Aaron Dobson's plays, and then once LaFell's back, it seems like Dobson may be on the outs for as his time in New England may come to an end.
Yeah, we'll find out, but I still have high hopes for Dobson. You know what? I also think it's a number crunch. Keyshawn Martin can play special teams. Aaron Dobson really has little to no special teams ability. So it is what it is, as Bill would say. But I'm happy. Patriots are 4-0. I'm loving it. It just makes me feel so happy.
I'm with it. Nothing. What else is better than that? Can't name anything.
I don't know. I can tell you one thing that's better than that. You know, for you fantasy football people out there, we keep talking about, you know, of course, the FanDuel.com. But a bunch of podcasts got together, and the Patriots Beat podcast representing the Patriots team going up against the San Francisco 49ers podcast, and we are absolutely murdering them right now. We got 106 points to 46. They have Eli Manning left. I got Antonio Gates left, just absolutely murdering them, and that will improve the Patriots Beat podcast to 5-0. In this league here. So very excited about that. Bill, final thoughts on the game before we get going for the evening.
You know, pretty much we said it all. Great, great effort on the defense. Great showing. You know, just put up, you know, allowing only 6 points to the Cowboys offense. You know, our offense, you know, struggled at the beginning, especially against the pass rush. You know, figured it out and, you know, continued going, playing well. How they have Brady 20-27. 2 touchdowns, 1 on the ground. So I'm just going to keep it going into next weekend to Indianapolis.
Got to love it. On to Indianapolis. Check us out next week after the Patriots game, www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriots postgame. 929-477-2386 is the FanDuel hotline to call in after every single Patriots game when we go live. This week, check out Patriots Beat with myself and Bobby Kravitzky, as we will talk the Patriots and the Colts as we do every single week. It's going to be very exciting. I'd like to say thank you to our friends at SeatGeek and the app. Don't forget to download it today. Use the promo code Patriots and get $20 off your first order. And, of course, FanDuel. Again, download the FanDuel app and also go to FanDuel.com and use the promo code in the upper right-hand corner at the microphone of Patriots and get yourself matched for every dollar that you put in, up to $200. Of course, the first 50 people that use my code were Patriots will get there. Another Patriots victory never gets old as the Patriots improved to 4-0 with a 30-6 victory. I'll see you guys this Thursday when the Patriots Beat podcast gets going again. Until then, we'll catch you guys on the flip side.
Radio. DLNS Radio.